I see, and suppose he came
beforehand, I don't know. But I have heard that expression, he'll be here Monday week.
Mm-hmm. So a week is always ahead.
Mm-hmm. Monday week, when they say something like that, it's always ahead.
And if you refer to 1974, that would be again, using whatever term comes to your mind, that would be what year? How would you, have an expression for that? And say 1974 is you just say this year, or?
I think so.
Again, how can we make a distinction between time now and time ahead and time behind, and use a year instead of a week?
If, a year.
Yes, it would be this year, and then 1974 would be
next year,
and then the before. 73.
Year before.
Year before.
Mm-hmm.
These are.
Yeah, I know.
Interested in the kinds of expressions that you might use to that you might have used a year ago or a year before, something like that. You mentioned the tornado in Tupelo, and. I must say, in the time I've been in North Mississippi, you have an awful lot of violent weather, don't you? You really do.
Oh, yes.
Last November, I was in Corinth and Iuka, and they had tornado alerts all the time.
We have had quite a few tornado alerts, and the night of the tornado in Tupelo, we had a storm, but it was, we have never been completely blown away. In the spring after in April 1937, there was almost, well, it was a little tornado hit here, and it damaged every house, some up the street. Except it moved our porte-cochere about an inch, and then it tore down two or three houses at the upper end, and then it hopped over and took our barn. We had a cow in the barn, and it completely lifted that barn over the cow, and the cow was nervous for a week because she didn't know what had happened. And then it didn't hurt. And then it hopped over, and some houses up the street was damaged. And then it hopped over to what we call Happy Holly, so kind of a valley. And so that's the nearest tornado we've had.
I see. You're very fortunate because you didn't have the ice storm either, did you?
We were just in the edge of the ice storm. We had ice, but it wasn't too bad.
That's where you saw the pictures from Hot Springs.
Oh, yes. And my granddaughter, she goes to school at Lambert College in Jackson, Tennessee. And Jackson was just about as hard hit as Memphis. And she is driving her own car for the first time. She's a senior at Lambert. She was supposed to go back on Wednesday, and that's when the ice storm hit here, so she didn't get to go back until Sunday.